The ones we see the worst in are most probably the ones in cars. People maybe leave the windows down just a little bit, think they're only jumping into the supermarket, they get distracted, and they get back 10 minutes later and their dog can actually be dead, because the air, with the panting, the air becomes quite hot and it can reach 50 degrees in about 4 minutes in a hot car. Cats look after themselves. They'll get somewhere where it's cool.
How many heat-related cases did you attend to in the last week?
Well, in the last 10 days, we've done 6 specific cases that have been heat, but had a sad occurrence with about 6 older dogs, which we could say could have survived, but the heat was just enough to make them sick enough that the time had come for them to be put to sleep.
What could have families done to prevent this happening?
With the old dogs, not much. The older dogs do have trouble. But the main thing is that as far as actually preventing it, it's a good idea to keep them inside. Don't put them in the garage. And don't expect that just because you've got our mate tied up in a backyard under the shade, that you're right. No, it's very hot. When there's a hot breeze, that really stresses the animals. Make sure that all dogs have access to water.
Can you recall any stories in the last week?
The good story is the one that came in that was extremely hot and extremely distressed. But what we did, we ran some intravenous fluids in. So it's going right into the veins, the whole body. We chilled that fluid going in. Within 25 minutes, we had the temperature down to the stage of where we stopped chilling the actual water, the fluid going in.
What other symptoms are there to look out for?
Panting is the start. Wide open mouth, breathing with distress, with red gums and a red tongue, and you can see everything because they've got their mouth open so wide. Starting to pass manure uncontrollably, not having passed urine for the last 4 or 5 hours or even less, and collapse.
A family notices their dog panting and open mouth, all those symptoms you described. What immediate action should they take before bringing them to a vet?
The best idea of the lot is to pop them into a cold bath. It's all very well to actually, you know, hose them off, but you've got to get that heat out of the body. If you just hose a dog off and leave it, all the hair then will cause a jacket of water to sit there. That water then becomes hot and it becomes a heating jacket, so it makes it actually worse. But if they're really distressed and you can see that it's extreme, just jump in the car, have someone ring the vet and notify them, and just don't hesitate.